This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Summer air travel could reach record levels as coronavirus restrictions continue to loosen. CPR's Paolo Schalzada reports.
The number of people flying is more than triple what it was last year, and Denver International Airport expects that figure to rise. The Transportation Security Administration has upgraded its security checkpoints at DIA to speed things up. Passengers won't have to empty bags before sending them through a scanner, and boarding passes won't be required at those checkpoints, thanks to a new technology that links photo IDs to flight manifests. Masks are required until September, regardless of vaccination status. And if you're arriving from outside the country, you'll need proof of a negative COVID test. I'm Paolo Schalzada, CPR News.
The Colorado State Fair is expected to return to normal this summer. Typically, hundreds of thousands of people attend the event at the fairgrounds in Pueblo. But last year, pandemic restrictions closed down most of the usual activities. State Fair General Manager Scott Stoller is looking forward to the 11-day event.
You know, we think it's really important that we make it as familiar as possible.
Stoller says farm animals will be back in the barns. First place jams and pies will be on display. Concerts, carnival rides, monster trucks, and the rodeo will rev up when the fair opens on August 27th. Colorado Springs is at 88 degrees, Denver at 92, Fort Collins 96, Vail 74 degrees, and Grand Junction is at 87. This is CPR News.